speak.
Hey, Darren, how you doing?
All right, pretty good. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Darren, just overall, what's the season been like for you? That obviously has been, had to have been pretty frustrating for you.
No, for me, it's just been, it's not your ideal rookie season that you look at coming in. You have high expectations coming in. Then being hurt and having to miss three games, you know, it's been a downside to my rookie year. But I feel like just being able to get the experience and playing in games and things and being around a team and just learning how the scheme works here is just, it's been a great thing for me to be able to do.
Did you really feel like you were kind of, you know, on the verge of something big at that game at Kansas City and then the injuries hit?
Yeah, you know, you go out there and have a big game like you did, like I did against Kansas City. Then, you know, it seemed like it was downhill from there with the injury and back to another injury. So it just been something that's hard for me. I'm just trying to keep my head up and just stay focused and keep moving forward.
How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. And last week I felt good going out there against the, excuse me. I felt good going out there and playing. And then coming back this week, you know, after the game, it was a little sore, but not bad at all.
What's it been like with the injuries and also the injuries with Felix to see Peyton kind of one-up you guys a little bit?
You know, being able to see Peyton go out there and do as good as he's been doing is great. But, you know, playing with him 3 years, you know, he's a great player. He did a lot of great things for us at Arkansas. And seeing him going out here in the NFL and succeeding is just a great honor to be able to see him do it.
I mean, he's, you know, he came in obviously as the blocker, you know, and he blocked for you guys quite a bit. We all knew he could catch the ball. Did you think he could be a, I mean, obviously the situation dictated it, but did you think he could be a running back?
I feel like he could, because coming out of high school, me and Peyton were, you know, 1 and 2 in the state of Arkansas in rushing. He led the state in rushing his senior year, and my junior year I was number 2. So I knew he had he was very capable of running the ball. And in Arkansas, he ran the ball several times. You know, he lined up a tailback a lot. So I know he's very capable of being able to run the ball.
Were you surprised at all that he was drafted as late as he was?
It was a very big surprise to me. I didn't think he would go as late as he did. I figured, you know, he's been third to fourth round type of guy.
Just how country is he?
Oh, let me see. I haven't even seen him go to a game this year, but I can imagine he's going to have a button-up shirt on with the top 3 buttons not buttoned, chest hanging out with a necklace showing, and some cowboy boots.
That's pretty. It's pretty accurate,
yeah,
actually.
He had the python boots on the other day.
Yeah. See, that's Peyton. He's always in some type of cowboy boots.
How did that work, though? I mean, you and Felix, I know, were tight and kind of, you know, you were the star power of that team. He's kind of the, you know, the blocking guy, the country guy. I mean, your personalities for you two guys, Felix and you, seemed a little different than his. How did that all work?
I feel like it was a great personality because Peyton has a bigger sense of humor than what a lot of people know. You know, he's in the meme room with us cracking jokes. You know, we all got along very well. You know, guys never had any confusion, anything. It was just a joy to always have us three around, you know, because somebody's going to be cracking jokes at any time.
How much do you and Felix and Peyton all talk to each other this year?
Well, I don't think as much this year. I don't think we've kept in touch as much as, you know, during school. You have no choice. You see each other every day. But I think I've talked to Peyton maybe 3 or 4 times this season, and Felix probably a few more times, you know, we've always been in touch like that. So I don't think we've kept in touch as much as we could.
Do you think that, in a way, he's had an easier road? And what I mean by that is, you know, you and Felix came in with such expectations as first-round picks, and Peyton kind of just snuck in here. Do you think it was a little easier for him?
No, I don't think it is, you know, because going into somewhere, going into the NFL, guys, I was going to look at you as a rookie and try you as a rookie. So I feel like it's been an even playing field for us all. You know, some guys may be known more than others, but as far as going out there and playing, I don't think it's been either. He's been going out there and putting just as much work in as everybody else have.
How surprising is it? I mean, and the situations have dictated it, but how surprising is it that of you three, he's the one that's going to be a starting tailback this weekend?
You know, it's a big surprise. You know, me and Felix come out as tailbacks. Peyton come out as a fullback. You know, it's just something that you see on starting tailback. You look at it, it's one of those situations that it's just something that we'll crack jokes about, like, hey, Peyton's starting, the other two guys aren't. So it's just one of those things, you know, you're happy to see him out there.
How is this team different than you guys were when you guys played the Broncos in week 1?
I feel like we've came a lot closer together. And a lot of guys are looking forward to, you know, trying to get something really going because it's been a bad year for us. So a lot of guys are looking to get something going. So I feel like guys are going out there and giving it their all.
What's it been like offensively recently? I know you guys have had a long drought scoring. Has frustration creeped into the whole offensive unit?
It's been one of those situations that we know that we have an offense that can move the ball. You know, now we just have to go out there and do it. It's been one of the things that we just haven't executed the game plan like we should have been executing it.
Anybody else? All right.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you so much, Darren.
All right, thank you.